So if you're a hater and you're getting on there and you're saying, oh, we don't need to see any of this, get this off. If I see one more challenge,
read a book.
Read a book.
Go do a
go puzzle. Crawl into your hole.
Welcome to Weird Circumstances. My name is Shiko.
And I'm Christian.
And this is our podcast, yep. Weird Circumstances. How you doing, Christian?
Oh, I'm living. I'm living. I'd love to say thriving, but I'm making it. We're all making it. We're steady making it.
We're still quarantined.
Yep.
I lost track of how many days we've been in the house.
I heard somebody today, I was on a conference call today, and somebody said 4 weeks, and I was like, are you kidding me? Has it been that long? Yeah. Apparently it's been that long, which is really hard to believe because I thought it had only been like two or something.
I know, but it feels like forever. It's weird because it feels like forever, but at the same time, not really, you know? I don't know.
It feels like a lot, but not really. I mean, here, think of it this way. Take it as a piece of encouragement because if it really has been 4 weeks or if we started self-isolating ourselves, then that really, and it doesn't seem like it's been that long.
Yeah.
Then that means we can do this thing.
We can.
Because now I know they're
talking. We've been doing it,
and we're making it, and we're all making it, and we're doing it together. And if you're going out, you're an asshole, and you're making it longer for all of us. So if you know, I saw on an article today in California.
Yeah.
That it was either the mayor of LA or the governor of California said that you can, if you snitch on businesses that are violating the social distancing laws, they'll pay you.
Did you see Takashi?
Yeah. Takashi jumps on. He said, I'll be right there. Or something like that. He's like, coming to the rescue.
Oh my gosh, I saw that. Because
he just got let out.
Yeah, snitching.
For snitching.
Yeah.
Oh, my. You know how many people are about to become snitches for that bag?
Yeah.
You go get that bag.
Are you going to pay me for snitching? Are you going to protect my life too?
Some people go start snitching for nothing.
I know.
So now people you try and pay them.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, if people will get on Instagram and, you know, per Boozy's request, if you get the joke, great. If you don't, go look at Lil Boozy's Instagram page. You'll get exactly what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh.
You start paying people $1,000, you start seeing exactly what people start doing. People do anything for $1,000.
I know. I've been loving, like, the lives, though, of celebrities and everything getting together. My favorites are, like, the challenges that they're doing. Mm. So, like, T-Pain and Lil Jon had a live, like, a couple of days ago. I was watching it. You were asleep. It was so good. They were just going back and forth. And I was like, oh, shit, I haven't heard this song in so long.
Wait, were they singing their songs?
No, they were playing it.
Oh.
So it would be, like, one person would get a chance. They would play their song. And then the other person would be like, I don't know, my shit goes harder or whatever it is.
Oh.
And they'd play a record. And they're both dancing and whatever to each other's songs. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I forget how many records these guys have.
Yeah. You know, there's actually, you know, it's funny too, as much as this whole quarantine thing has really thrown us into a weird situation, there are so many things that have come out of this quarantine that I hope just stay. Don't change.
Yeah.
And one of those things is those like live collaborations where you see like celebrities really start engaging audiences, you see a lot of like collaborations between, you know, celebrities, you know, whether it be for music or for the arts or whatever.
I know. Miley Cyrus has a whole show every single day, I believe, on her Instagram Live, where she's always inviting like celebrities, like actors, musicians, whatever, and they have like deep conversations about real shit, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's nice to see people getting along and doing things and coming together as one.
Tory Lanez quarantine radio.
Tory Lanez is another one. We should just start a whole quarantine like Instagram.
Quarantine radio.
I know. Watch Tory Lanez.
Tory Lanez. They will do a live show or something
who
like
else?
That one time.
Boozy. All these celebrities who are doing, all the musicians who are doing like DJ sets or whatever.
Oh, that's really cool.
Diplo is a really good one. Yep. At least like 2-3 times a week he'll go on and he'll do a live set with different DJs or whatever.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
It is cool. That's the type of thing that's like, I hope we've learned. Actually, you know what? There's a lot of cool stuff you can do when you have the time and you really think about it.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that stuff kind of carries
on.
And
all of you who are like, if I see another workout challenge, if I see another celebrity go on live, get a life, okay? You have so much more, or there's so much bad in the world right now to have a hater.
I'm okay? glad you said that.
Just get over yourself. If you're tired of seeing Instagram lives pop up, get off of Instagram.
Get off Instagram.
If you're tired of seeing workout challenges or whatever, get off of Instagram. Get off social media. You know what? Go to bed. Go to sleep.
Take your ass
to
bed.
Because no one needs your negativity right now, okay? Let people live their lives.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you said that too, because there is so much, like you said, negativity in this world, and we just need some positivity. And you know what? Those Instagram lives and those workout challenges and those things like that may be what's getting some people through these days.
Exactly.
It may be what's getting some people through these days. I know personally, like for me, I've kind of gotten in my own little routine. Like I have my favorite YouTubers that I watch every day. They do their YouTube channels.
Right.
Because that's what keeps them going, keeps that, you know, through the day. And they have live chat and interaction, and there's always people commenting saying, thank you so much for continuing to produce this content. You know, you do get some haters that get in there and say, why are you doing this? This isn't relevant. Because one of my favorite channels, it's a soccer channel, and they talk about my favorite soccer team. And yeah, there'll be people that comment every now and then and be like, are you kidding me? Why are you up here talking about this? There's bigger things going on in the world. And he's like, well, look, this is escapism.
Yeah.
We need to escape from reality sometimes.
And it's accepting it. It's not escaping in the way that, like, oh, it's irrelevant and I don't want to deal with it. No,
you're not trying to deny reality.
We're
either
recognizing the problem, but then also realizing that the problem is not the only thing that is going on. And we as a people need to focus on some positivity too.
And we're keeping a sense of normalcy too. And yeah, we're keeping ourselves occupied. And it's helping. And you also, and with social distancing and the isolation piece of it, if this is the way we connect, thank God for the technology that we have. And we have right. Instagram and we have social media, where as much as it can be used for bad, this is the time where we're seeing it being used for good. And you can still keep that sense of human connection and interaction and community through these things. So if you're a hater and you're getting on there and you're saying, oh, we don't need to see any of this, get this off. If I see one more challenge,
Read a book. Hell, go do a puzzle.
Go crawl into your hole.
Be miserable.
Why do you have social media anyway, then?
Exactly, right? Laugh at the memes. Laugh.
I want to do my Toosie challenge. I'm doing my Toosie challenge.
Live your life,
Shout
Christian.
Out Champagne Poppy.
Right foot slide.
Right foot slide, left foot slide. I'm just saying, either way, we're about to slide. All right, let's get into today's episode.
So we usually typically start off with a lot of rambling, as we always do, but
we got to put this into the schedule.
The first thing we do is a game that Shiko usually comes up with. Hey, that's me. Oh, it's my turn. Let's talk about the game for this week.
Except I came up with the game today.
You did.
I did.
You did.
And I'm going to take credit for it because I am super proud of it.
Nice. It's a really good game.
I had inspiration.
But there's a plot twist about to come your way, but wait.
So
the game...
There's always a plot twist!
The game we are playing this week is a game of... It's kind of like a lightning question kind of game. What happens is Christian is going to ask me a bunch of questions, and I have to say the first word that comes to mind.
The first answer that comes
to mind. Short phrase, word, whatever. Keep it short, keep it brief. We're going to slide through it, okay? So, that's essentially how the game goes. You ready to ask me questions?
But is the twist, do I have to twist or are you doing the twist?
I'll do the twist.
All right, you twist it up. Okay. All right, you ready? Round one, 10 questions. Ready? All right, first question. Texting or talking?
Talking.
Favorite day of the week?
Friday.
Nickname your parents used to call you?
Wajogo.
Boss. I can't make it past three. What was that?
I don't know. My mom is just like, I don't
Wajogo?
Know. She comes up with weird things.
Okay, number four. Last song you downloaded?
I was listening to a lot of, what's that band? Youngblood.
We said one word.
This is hard. 5 Seconds of Summer's album.
Favorite holiday?
Christmas. Yeah, Christmas. Christmas.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take for you to get ready?
It depends on the day.
Scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
8.5.
Fill in the blank. Taylor Swift is a...
I can't say that. This is supposed to be lightning, but...
You're terrible at this.
Snake.
Okay, I tried.
No, that's not nice. Hold on.
No, that's it. You had it. You won. All right. Next question. Is it wrong for a vegetarian to eat animal crackers?
No.
Scale of 1 to 10. How good are you at keeping secrets?
Good.
That's not a number. Scale of 1 to 10. Good.
That was hard.
Yes or no? Tomato.
What? That was hard. Sorry. That's
We're never playing that again. All right.
I suck at that game.
You said Taylor Swift is a snake. How long does it take to get ready? It depends. Did you give me one straight answer? You couldn't even give me on a scale of 1 to 10. You had to make it complicated and say 8.5 for how good of a driver you are.
I am an 8.5 driver, okay? You will not die when you drive.
How good of a driver are you? Well, I would say 8.4276. Okay, yeah, that'll do it.
Okay, my turn to ask you questions. Oh, you ready? But was so bad. I did not pick questions. I picked words, okay? So what you're going to do is you're going to say the first word or short phrase that comes to mind when I give you a certain word.
Oh, boy.
Okay? 10 All words. Right. You ready?
Right. Yep, I guess so.
We'll start easy. Friend.
The TV show.
Urinator.
Bidet. I don't know
Lollygag.
Why.
Lollygag.
What?
Lollygag.
Chico.
Hey, Bacardi.
Cardi B.
Tentacles.
Testicles.
Mustard.
Ketchup.
Coke. That is not a word. What is wrong with you?
Well.
TikTok.
Chica.
You said you already answered that.
Okay. TikTok.
We'll get back.
Yeah.
Wiggle.
I don't know why, but I want to say woggle.
You can't.
I know, it's so terrible. I don't
TikTok.
Know why.
TikTok.
TikTok? Challenges.
Puerto Rico.
Who's from Puerto Rico? I keep wanting to say J Balvin, but he is not from Puerto Rico. I don't know why. I have terrible word association, apparently.
Okay, that game was a flop. Huh. We'll be better next week, y'all.
We're such a letdown today.
We'll be better next week.
We're such a letdown today.
But that segment is over. Let's move on. The next segment is...
We would be terrible at anything trivia related because our minds are just
so
long.
Yeah, we figured that out last week.
That's right. We did, didn't we?
We did. Yeah, if you don't get that reference, listen to our last week's episode.
Yes.
So we're moving on. We're going to forget that game thing ever happened and move on to our next segment. We like to call this...
And now you know. With Christian.
With Christian. Okay, so how this segment works is Christian is going to spit out random facts because Christian is full of random facts. And
just chock full of them.
Yeah, I'm going to give him 30 seconds and he just has to give them.
We like to keep a little bit of an educational spin to our podcast. Okay. Learn a couple things.
Ready?
Hit me with that clock.
Go.
The average person will spend 6 months of their lives waiting for red lights to turn green. Did you know a bolt of lightning contains enough energy to toast 100,000 slices of bread? Did you know you can hear a blue whale's heartbeat from 2 miles away? Did you know that 1 in 3 divorce filings includes the word Facebook? Did you know that roosters have built-in earplugs? Did you know a U.S. park ranger got hit by lightning 7 times? Did you know bottled water expiration dates are for the bottle, not the water? Did you know that NASCAR drivers can lose 10 pounds of sweat due to high temps in races?
And time.
Oh, look at that.
Good job.
Did you learn something new?
I actually knew one of those.
Which one?
The water bottle one.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Because it's for the plastic and how they make it. So that's why many people say, even though you buy bottled water and you try and reuse the bottle, you can reuse it. And reuse it and reuse it.
That makes sense. I guess I'm kind of an idiot. How does water expire? I never thought about that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Water expired.
That water expired.
The water went bad, kids. Throw it out.
Exactly. We're going to take a quick ad break, and we'll be back with the topic of today's episode.
Yep. And now we're back.
And now we are back. Look at that. Real quick. So, Christian, what are we talking about today?
So today we're going to do something a little bit different. For a while we've been wanting to talk about kind of something related to the career world and things like that. Not that we have much experience there, because if you know...
Yeah, we're pretty young. Getting into our professions.
Yeah, we're pretty young. We're just getting into our careers and whatnot. And we're just getting rolling here. But interestingly enough, when we did start our careers, there was a lot of things that kind of surprised us.
Absolutely.
We really did not see a lot of things coming. When we got there, we kind of got smacked in the face with a few different things. And we were just wondering if anybody else has experienced that too. But before we get into those things, we were talking about this topic, and we wanted to kind of see if we could define, what do you define a professional as? What's a professional in today's context? Because a professional 50 years ago may not be the same way we look at a professional today.
Yeah.
What do you think a professional is?
When I think of a professional, I think of someone who has a regular 9-to-5 job or works weekends too. That, first of all, I don't know how naive I was growing up. I really didn't think that people worked on the weekends. I thought it was just like Monday to Friday, 9-to-5. Like, maybe that's because of how I grew up, like seeing my parents doing those kinds of jobs. But then when I got out of school and I'm like, oh shit, like you work in hospitality. That means Saturdays and Fridays and Sundays are your busiest days.
Oh,
you know?
Wow. The guy serving me at Sunday brunch wasn't just doing this for fun.
Exactly.
He's getting paid to do this. Exactly. This is his job.
So for me, a professional or a profession would be a career choice in which you get paid for.
Okay.
Just to be very just straight and
okay, Merriam-Webster.
What do you think a professional is?
I mean, I think really, I think a couple things. First thing, I think it depends on your, you know, on your industry, right? Mm-hmm. Because a professional could be, you can look at it a couple different ways, not to get into the whole definition thing like you did, old Merriam. You know, a professional could be somebody who's really good at something or somebody that just does anything at all, right? You can talk like, oh, there's a professional race car driver, and then there's Christian who crashes on the go-karts.
Right.
You know, that's a professional. But when I think about professional, I think about kind of how it's changed when we talk about professional. Anybody that's in the workplace or has a profession, professions are changing. Right.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Do you think a YouTuber would be considered a professional?
And that's where I was going with this.
Yeah.
And have we talked about this before?
No, we haven't.
No, we haven't? Okay.
Maybe we just had two thoughts in our heads and we just like thought we had this conversation.
So, you know, careers have changed and new professions have come up over the years.
Right.
So, for instance, I would consider a YouTuber to have a profession.
Right.
I think it really is two things. Are you doing something and are you making money from doing it?
Right.
Then it's a profession. Right? So whether it's an Uber driver, or it's a YouTuber, or it is...
A stripper.
Sure. I was thinking something along the lines of, like, I don't know, like, what's that app that, like, you can hit a button and people will come move your crap for you?
Oh, dang. I know... Bungee
or something like that, like the gig economy, right?
Right.
Or like that's what I was thinking. Or
a Postmate driver. Or
sure.
Something.
Yeah. Exactly. Something like that. Like those are new careers, right? They're not typical 9-to-5. You know, sit in an office or even go, you know, work in a restaurant, be a server. They're new careers. There's new professions.
Right.
Right. So there's new professions evolving, and in the same way, there's new professions coming up. There's also, you know, the definition of what a professional is. And how they can act in the workplace is changing as well.
Absolutely. Like when we were first going into the workforce, I think we're at a very transitional place where tattoos, piercings, and hairstyles are not necessarily being viewed the way they used to be.
So you mean I can get that teddy bear on my forehead?
Okay, so here's the deal. With tattoos, I feel like they're way more accepting than they were when I was growing up. When I was growing up, that was a no-go. It was like, ew, you have a tattoo, you know?
Yeah.
But for us growing up, we were kind of like, oh, when I grew up, I kind of want to have a tattoo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But our parents are like, no, 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 no tattoos.
You're going to hell.
Exactly, kind of thing. And it was always because you're going to mark your body. First of all, that is not the way you're supposed to do things. Second of all, you're not going to have a job because no one is going to hire you if you have a butterfly on your arm, you know?
No, it's true.
And when I was thinking about wanting tattoos, I knew I was still going to get them, but I was never going to get them in places that could affect a job opportunity.
Career. Because you were thinking about what your parents actually said.
Exactly. You're thinking about the things that your parents are saying because they are the professionals at that time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like telling
so
you this
is a no-go.
So you did
listen to your parents.
You listen to them to an extent. You know, I'm not, I'm still gonna get that tattoo. I'm just not gonna do it on
my forehead. Gonna get it on my left butt cheek.
Exactly.
Chico, do you want to talk about your left butt cheek tattoo?
Could we not? You're gonna start rumors and people are gonna think that I actually do.
No, I'm sorry. I lied. She's actually got one on the right side.
Shut up. Oh my gosh. Yeah, so, oh my gosh, you just distracted me.
Tattoos in the workplace.
Exactly.
Bring it back.
Piercings is another thing. I always knew that having one or two ear piercings is acceptable. A nose piercing, just a stud is acceptable. That's even changed these days because, like, before, even having a nose ring was, like, a no-go, you know? I have a nose ring now, and I wear it to work every day, and I've never been asked about it, you know? There's people who have, like, two or three nose rings on one... What are these things called?
Nostril.
On one nostril and go to professional places of business, and it's never looked at or they never asked anything.
So let me ask you a question then. Do you think it is based on where these tattoos and piercings are, though?
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're not to the point where it's completely okay everywhere, you know.
I mean, even hairstyles. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because even hairstyles, like, I always thought that guys, if they had long hair, would never get a job.
Mm-hmm.
Just based on how we grew up, you know?
That's interesting.
Girls who had dreadlocks would never get a job.
Hmm.
So even when I had dreads, I made sure to get them super young. And my goal was like, okay, you'll get through college or whatever it is, and then you cut them off because you're not going to get a job.
Did you really think about that when you were that young?
I did.
How old were you when you got your dreads again?
I think I was 12 or 13. Like, no, actually 13, 14. I got them in 9th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Like right before 9th grade year.
Yeah.
So what, 14?
Yeah, sure.
But I was thinking about these things because I'm like, okay, I see all these people who are like news anchors and news journalists who had dreadlocks but had to wear wigs because they couldn't be on air with dreadlocks. Not that they were untidy or anything like that. They would treat their hair well and everything, but it was just like cultural.
Yeah.
You know?
Or even
natural hair.
Yeah, and I think like this could lead to a whole nother discussion, right? Absolutely. You know, we could talk about the prejudices of, you know, and things like that that go along with certain hairstyles. And I'm sure you would know a lot more about that than I would.
Certain hairstyles coming out of your head. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like not like dyeing your hair pink.
Yeah, absolutely. But it is interesting, though, how over time this has changed.
Which I love.
Which is great. Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, when you think about it, it's really stupid, you know, when, you know, that you're, some people are judged for their hair.
Yeah.
It's natural. It's your hair. What are you going to do about it? It grows, you know?
Going back to your question about tattoos and locations, I definitely think that that is a thing because people with arm tattoos is just like, okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
You've got a couple.
I do. And it's taken me a long time to get arm tattoos where I felt like were visible. Like my wrist one is super tiny and I'm just kind of like, that was
Has anybody accepted. Ever commented on your tattoos at work?
Yeah, just like as a conversational piece.
But not as a,
oh, you have tattoos type of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more of a conversational
piece. Same here. I mean, every now and then when I wear a short sleeve shirt, people will see mine and they'll be like, oh, what's that? You know,
exactly.
But nothing like, really, dude? You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. And I used to remember going through TSA, coming to the States as a young girl, being like, oh, these TSA people have tattoos and they're wearing short sleeved and they're checking your immigration stuff with like tattoos. Like, that means they are professional, but they're being allowed to do this.
Yeah.
You know, it would always like boggle my mind. But now that I'm older, I'm glad that that stereotype is changing because I have a lot of people in my profession who have sleeves. You know what I'm saying? And gauges. And they teach third grade math, you know?
Yeah. No, which is interesting, too. Yeah. You're like, oh, okay.
Exactly.
You know, what you used to be like, I feel like, this is probably a terrible stereotype, but like I feel like people had this bad negative connotation of people that had gauges or a lot of tattoos, and they thought like, oh, like you were on drugs or you were a bad person or something like that, you know. But now it's you walk into parent teacher conferences and you see your third grader's teacher with a crap ton of tattoos and piercing, you're like, hi, Mr. Smith, it's great to see you. How's Johnny doing at school today?
You know, like
it's normal, but. Yeah, and again, I think I do want to preface, or I guess, you know, make the comment that everyone's experiences may vary here, right? We're speaking strictly from our experiences and what we've seen.
Right.
And, you know, there's other, you know, factors that play into this depending on where you're at and things like that.
Geography
or, you know, what industry you're working in. There's different things that play into this.
Absolutely.
But we're speaking from our experiences here. And another thing that really shocked me, I think, and I don't, and Chico, you can speak to your experience here, because I think your industry is a lot different than mine. But when I started working at, you know, where I work right now, it just surprised me how much of, I guess, the quote unquote vices of the world, and not like hardcore drugs or anything like that. I'm not talking about things like that. I'm talking about like how much people like drink and curse. You know, people don't drink on the job, but you drink with your workmates a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And people do curse a lot on the job, too. And I walked in the building and then like I'll hear like the guy three cubes down just let it rip, you know, like, yeah. F this. You know, you're like, whoa, is that OK around here? Is he about to get walked out the building?
Hey, right.
You know, I didn't expect that. It was another thing that really just caught me off guard that I feel like would have been totally unacceptable back in the day. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, depending on where you are, it was completely normal. I'm sure in some industries it was completely normal for a long time. But in corporate America, that just blew my mind. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, I work in education and there's a lot of cursing going on too. There's no drinking that goes on the job, obviously. But there's a lot of talk about it, you know? Like, hey, go have a margarita.
Hey, yeah.
Whatever it is, you
Carol
know?
Carol got wasted last week.
You know? Like, and I'm just kind of like, oh my gosh, is this...
we're going to talk about this?
Something... Can we talk about this? Is this safe downs? You know?
Am I going to get, like, written up for this?
Which is kind of weird because you think... I mean, you realize that these are adults too.
Mm-hmm.
And adults of legal age can... legally consume alcohol, and it's not like they're in their classrooms talking about it with their students, you know?
Yeah.
So it's nothing negative.
It is just interesting though, because you feel like it was always a hidden thing.
Right.
And that maybe that's just because we were kids and we just assumed that it's something that had to be hidden. But then I also do feel like even when you watch movies and things like that, that was something that you just really didn't talk about as a professional.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I'd be curious to get the opinion of people that have been in the, you know, in their professional lives a little longer than us, because it's just, for me, it just seems like that's something that you just, I just didn't expect to
see.
Here's
the thing, we're not saying that these things are new. Definitely on the tattoo front, that's more like a developing thing, you know, it's more of a new thing that's happening in professional industries.
Mm-hmm.
However, like, with the cursing and drinking, we're not sure if that's like a thing that's become more normal,
yeah,
or if it's always been going on. But it's just kind of like, as a new professional, kind of shocking.
Came
to
out
us.
Of left field, man.
Exactly,
it really did. I mean, for instance, like all, you know, all the big bosses and stuff, like we'll have a happy hour after, you know, on a Thursday or a Wednesday or something like that, and you know, with all these people that are executives and way up, you know, officers and of these corporations, and they're just drinking it up and having a good old time. And I'm just like, really? Did not expect that.
Yeah.
Strange. Very strange.
But he's right there drinking with them. Next.
But hey, when in Rome.
When in Rome. That kind of transitions us into the next thing, which is personal lives. This was a shocking one for me, how open people can be with their personal lives, especially when talking to colleagues and stuff like mm-hmm. that. People really tell you what's going on. Like, yeah, my dad's mom's sister, that can be a thing, is going through a divorce. And that's why I have custody of, like, these kids. And I'm like, whoa, that's a lot.
Whoa, dear
Where
Karen.
I'm from, we would not discuss that with people we work with, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure if that's just, like, an American versus like the environment that I'm used to, which is a Kenyan environment, and people being just open with their personal lives in general.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore it kind of translates into the workplace. I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, no. And I think it really, at least for me, there's things that I have a scale of surprise for me. Some things surprise me more than others. And like, for me, one of the things that I really didn't expect was at work, so we do wedding showers and baby showers for our coworkers. Mm-hmm. Like, hang on a minute. We're taking company time to go throw a wedding shower or a baby shower for our colleagues?
Which is really good, though.
Which is great. I'm not saying it's wrong. It's just something I didn't expect. Like, like, for instance, I started a new job at my company the other day, and I walked in, and day two, they were talking about throwing this baby shower. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not against it. It's
Absolutely
interesting,
not. Yeah.
But
I'm glad
we're doing this, but we're throwing a baby shower, you know, like, and we're all pitching in to buy a gift, you know, it's just different. I didn't expect that too.
But then I like it because it shows that people are still human,
yeah,
you know,
for sure.
And like, very encouraging of people's, like, the stage in which people are in their lives, you know?
Yeah. Like, for instance, I just started a new job. And when I started, it's on a new floor of the building. I got off the elevator and I started walking towards my new department. And I looked on the wall and there's just like 70 pictures of dogs on the wall. And I'm like, what is happening here? And what it is it's, and then a little further down, there's a big wall of babies. Yeah. And I'm like, what's going on here? And it's people that are sharing pictures of their dogs and their babies with their coworkers. And you just put them up on the wall.
Like, that's so cool.
Like, it's super cool.
Did you have I don't want to say their names too loud. Cornelius and Corona's pictures up there.
I haven't put them up yet, but I plan on it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, you woke her up. Oh, man. You woke her up.
Oh, oh my gosh. Oh, no. Don't make eye contact. No, she is our colorful commentator, though.
She is our She's been a little bit quieter lately.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I know.
I think once they see the microphones come out.
They're like, oh, here we go
The
again.
Wine gets poured, and they're like, all right, we're
it's
taking
like,
a nap.
It's like when I make my TikToks, she just looks at me, and she's like, ugh, here we go again.
Really, Mom?
She just sits in the background, doesn't even move. Like, I've gone through 5 outfit changes. She's just sitting there like, no, so unbothered.
This You're is gonna just embarrass another us again?
Another day.
Another day. Yeah. No, I think another piece of that personal life thing that kind of surprised me too was the degree to which people share emotion.
Absolutely. And show emotion. Yeah. Crying on the job.
Yeah.
And it could be like anger as an emotion, mm-hmm. or just like joy or sadness.
Any
or
extreme
whatever
emotion.
It is.
Any One extreme way, emotion, no matter which right. direction.
Like, I was always under the impression that you kind of keep that shit to yourself, you know?
Yeah.
And like,
you don't show emotion. It's just strictly
it's
professional. Yes, it's
business.
Strictly business.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now you can cry at your desk. And you're going to have people that aren't like, what the hell is happening here? They're going to come and be like, oh my goodness, are you okay? Do you want to talk about it? You
yeah.
know, like, didn't expect that.
Yeah.
But I mean, happy about it.
I guess it also is where you work too.
It is.
And I mean, people feel comfortable doing that. Do I personally feel like I would be comfortable crying at work and whatevering? Probably not. You know, but you do you, Sally. I'll be there for you.
We have a lot of random phantom people that we call out. Karen, Carol, Sally.
It kind of goes through them, though.
We got to, like, start creating, like, characteristics of different people that we
this
reference.
This is Karen. We'll be like Liza Koshy. You know how she has all her different characters?
I actually don't, but I'm going to assume it's funny.
Yeah, this is Karen. She has this kind of personality trait, so.
3 kids. Haircut with a bob, highlights exclusively,
mom jeans,
heavy on the eyeshadow.
Her kids play soccer,
and she carries exclusively expired coupons.
holds up the line at Publix
and always needs to speak to a manager.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. Oh, why can't I picture that mom? Oh my gosh. I feel like Sally is like the cool mom who has like highlights too, but is skinny and got her boobs done and always wears heels.
So she's a MILF? Is that what you're trying to say?
Sure. Sally can be our MILF.
Sally's
mom.
The MILF. Yeah. Carol and Karen are the...
And she's been divorced 3 times too.
Been divorced 3 times too. Married to a football player, a basketball player, and who's the other one?
The business guy.
Still trying to make it work though. We'll see. We'll see. To be continued here.
But
we'll,
that alimony
we'll
though.
We'll see if that one works. But man, she's collecting that paycheck.
Okay.
Get that bag.
Speaking
that bag,
of paychecks.
Sally. Speaking of paychecks, yeah. Another thing that really, really, this is probably the thing that blew my mind the most, was not only that it's okay to have a side hustle these days.
It's okay to talk about
it. It's okay to talk about it. Yeah. And not only just talk about it, but promote it at work.
Right.
Like,
what?
What?
Exactly.
How are you not getting fired for that? Like,
I know.
In my mind, when you have a side hustle, you keep it on the low so nobody finds out about it. So your bosses don't think that you're dividing your attention.
For anything else.
You know,
else.
For anything else. But, you know, I had colleagues that actually had a side hustle. And, you know, took a phone call or two when they were at work for their side hustle or, you know, did a
That's
little bit of work
crazy.
For it on company. And the bosses didn't care. They were there promoted. They're like, yeah, how's it going? How's that side hustle of yours?
How's your business? That's crazy.
And it's like, whoa.
But I also feel like that's For sure, that has to be, like, geographical. You know what I'm saying?
And even company-specific, too.
Company-specific, too. Because for me, when I think of, like, jobs and side hustles, I don't even remember a time where I thought of someone having more than one job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's definitely an American societal thing where they have like multiple jobs and multiple incomes. Now, for sure, in Kenya, I know almost all the people that I knew of professionally who had some side something going on.
Some side gig.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But
you did not.
Did not mix like your professional life or your 9-to-5 job with your side hustle, you know? Yeah,
absolutely. Like, that was like, you don't talk about it. And like I said, promoting it. Like, people are coming in with their Mary Kay or whatever it might be, side hustle. Is that a thing anymore? What? I don't know if people do that.
Selling Mary Kay.
Yeah, but like, selling Mary Kay, I don't know. What's the modern day? Herbal Life or something, whatever your pyramid scheme is, you choose. But coming in like, hey, do you want to be your own boss? Do you want to work from home? Set your own hours? Well, here, you're going to need to read this book and pay an upfront fee of $7.99. Oh, and that's not $7.99, that's $7.99.
I feel like I have so many aunties that I can just like spit off.
That are just there promoting a little pyramid scheme. But it's not a pyramid scheme, I swear. Just talk to Brian over here. He's on level 6. He'll tell you about it. Never been there. Never done that.
Oh, my gosh. Did Brian ever get that car that was promised? Because, like, if he got to level 6 in, like, 6 months, I'm pretty sure he was supposed to get a Mercedes.
I'm pretty sure that Mercedes was coming. It was going to be the Mary Kay pink one.
Oh, my gosh.
Had to be that Mary Kay pink.
And not to shit on Mary Kay or...
Well, no, Mary Kay is actually legit. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Some of these things are really good. Like, and a lot of people don't even do it for the hierarchy or whatever it is. They do it for the products because it's stuff they use.
Not to knock all side hustles. No, not at all.
Not to knock all side hustles.
But some of them are pyramid schemes. And if you're in a pyramid scheme...
Get out.
Get the hell out. Because you're never going to get what they're promising you.
You got into a pyramid scheme.
You get four fans and then they get four friends.
You got into a pyramid scheme.
Hey.
Throwback, share
Dear
your
God.
Story.
Yeah, no. Okay, share a story. This was not on the plan.
Mm-mm.
Okay. So, I was young.
Do you forget about that?
I did actually forget about this. And now you're just bringing back this whole wave of shame and disappointment with myself. So I was young and dumb, and I grew up in a country where pyramid schemes didn't exist. And then I moved to America at the height, like there's this curve of pyramid schemes and they had reached their peak when I was a freshman. And so, you know, being a freshman, bringing to college, you're broke, right? Okay. We've all been there, whatever. I was looking for other ways to make cash. Duh, right? Not because I really, really like was starving or needed it, but because who doesn't want extra money? And you're a greedy little shit, so there you go.
Yeah.
So my buddy hits me up and he's like, hey, bro, do you want a way to make extra cash? And of course, I'm like, well, duh, need you say more? So he's like, all right, bro, here, come hit me, you know, let's meet up and we're going to go and go to this meeting and they'll tell us about it. Me and my head, okay.
That's always how they start.
And that's the thing. Red flags should have been going up at this point.
Yeah.
Nope. Not for me, because I had never seen this before. I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'm going to go to this business meeting. I don't know, whatever. So I go meet up with him. And we get in a car, and we go to this other meeting with this other guy I've never met. And he's like, yeah, this is, you know, X name. I'm not going to. Talk about anybody in particular, but he's like, this is so-and-so and we're going to go to this place and they're going to do an intro to this company. And I'm like, all right, fine, whatever. So we get there and it's at this super ritzy hotel. So still, again, selling the dream.
Yeah.
Red flags should have been going up. Still not going up in Christian's little innocent mind. So, and of course there's like this, you know, all these nice ass cars and stuff parked out front. All right, whatever. So I go inside with my buddy and this other guy I never met before that's supposedly his quote-unquote mentor or whatever. And we go to this giant conference room, and then there's like all these chairs and whatever, and there's this stage, and there's, you know, this whole presentation set up for us. And then this, like all the lights go down, and this spotlight comes up, And like this music starts blasting. This guy runs from the back in this nice ass suit.
So pretty much you went to a reveal of the Tesla truck.
Yeah, it felt like a reveal of a Tesla truck. But it's this guy coming up and he starts pitching this dream. And then there's this motivational video that goes out there. And they're like, do you want to make a lot of money? Are you tired of working for corporate America? Well, have we got the shit for you? And then they go out there and they start doing this whole pitch. And I'm like, wow, this seems pretty good. And they're like, you just got to sell your, get 5 of your friends to sell their kidneys to us, or some bullshit like that. And you're like, well, that's great. But anyway, it wasn't as serious as a kidney, but I had to go and like recruit friends and stuff like that. The pyramid scheme. Again, this was clearly a pyramid scheme. I just didn't know it. And I was young and stupid. So I was like, oh, okay, cool, yeah. Great. All right, well, let me go try.
You ended up doing it for a while.
I did it for like a month and a half, but I couldn't get past the idea of selling people shit they didn't need.
Right.
Like, I'm not a salesperson. I'm just not. I can't go and try and convince somebody to use their hard-earned money to buy something I know they don't need.
And granted, the mentor that he had was a really good guy. Mm-hmm. Like, he wasn't...
No, great guy. Yeah. I really liked him a lot. Super nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I say, quote-unquote mentor. But, like, he was actually a really nice guy. And he got involved with it. And I don't know to what degree, like, how deep it went. But a really nice guy. I still have respect for him. And I still have him on Facebook and LinkedIn or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but the point is, I tried to sell this to my friends. And they're like, bro, are you fucking kidding me? And I was like, what? Gosh. And they're like, it's a pyramid scheme. I said, no, it's not. You know, because if you get this and this and that, and then it's a... And they're like, dude, no, shut up.
It's a pyramid scheme. However you sell it to us, it's a pyramid scheme.
It's a pyramid scheme. You're trying to sell us on this. And I'm guessing we have to get 4 more friends. And I'm like, well... So that, and I I had to invest a little bit of money. It wasn't that bad. It was, just a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever. You know, I mean, hey, we all live and we learn, right?
You do.
How did we get on this topic?
I mean, I feel like the whole point of this thing is like everyone's experience is going to be different.
Everyone's experience.
Depending on where you live in the world, depending on who your boss is, depending on what field or industry you're in. Like Christian was talking about the cursing and the drinking and how he was shocked about that. Yeah, when I got into education, I was shocked about that too. But guess what? Before education, I was in hospitality. And that was normal. Like, you will be drinking on the job.
Your chef will curse you out when you're not fast enough.
Will curse you out. And you will curse your chef out too. Because I've done that too. Because I'm like, you don't even know your fucking menu, okay? This is how it's supposed to be. Oh, I've had my share fair of moments. But
share fair?
At the end of the night, he brings out a 6-pack and you all drink beer and you're all good, you know? Like, that sounds like my relationship
with my brother. You know, you're such a bastard. You are too. But do you want a beer? Let's go grab a beer.
Exactly. So
I love you, bro.
It just depends on your industry. In the hospitality industry, that is so normal. We went to our Christmas party. Because I still work in the hospitality industry, technically. I have my side hustle.
There it is.
Where I still cater weddings and stuff. Yeah. Just because, you know, I still like being in industry, honestly. We went to my office party, and everyone was drinking and twerking and having a good time, you know? And... Of course, if I went to Christian's office party and I saw that, I'd be like, whoa, this is weird.
You just might.
Or if you went to my other office party with my school and seeing all teachers doing this, I'd be like, whoa, this is extra weird, you know? But you're seeing your chef, you're like, hey, turn it off, you know?
Miss Ferguson. Wow. You can just break it down.
Exactly.
It's true. Everybody's
I hope you see some similarities in the things that surprised you, but and feel free to share with us. We want
please,
to know.
Please, I love a good story. If you've got a good story,
yeah,
please tell us.
What shocked you when you came into the professional world?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what were you surprised to find out? Yeah. What was weird to you or different?
What
you
industry
know?
Were you in? What happened?
Exactly. Tell us your stories.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as usual, if you have any other questions, comments, concerns, hit us up on Instagram at weird_circumstances, or you can hit us up on email, weirdcircumstances@gmail.com. And if you liked this, please feel free to leave us a rating wherever it is that you listen to podcasts, and we will see you next week.
Yep. Oh, and if you're going to leave a review, it better be a good one.
Are you threatening people? leave whatever kind of review you want, okay? Leave whatever kind of review. But if you leave a good one, we'll be like, yeah, you're cool. If you leave a bad one, we'll just call you Taylor Swift.
We'll call you little snake.
All right, everybody.
We actually do like Taylor Swift, though. No tea, no shade. Okay, no bye. See you next week.
Talk to y'all later.
Bye.